Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're watching very carefully through magic how Moscow sees the U.S. Air Force's conduct over Iran in these last days, how Beijing sees the U.S. Air Force's conduct over Iran in these last days, and to help us understand how professionals around the world, but especially those two adversaries, see it. We welcome General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired. He's helping us understand not only how well or not the Air Force performed in its activities of both deception and strike, but also the eyes of his opposite command situation in Beijing and Moscow. Blaine, a very good day to you. First of all, in praise of the U.S. Air Force, this is perfect, Blaine. They'll teach this for years. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you both. I will tell you that war colleges 100 years from now will come back to this operation as one where all the elements of air power that the United States possessed this year came together beautifully, perfectly, a crescendo of training that across over 500 airmen, you know, decades and decades and decades of training. But if you think about it, we've really been hard on our military over the past 4 years with the infusion of politically correct social ideas of woke, DEI and the like. And a lot of us all, and me included, wondering what has been the impact to our readiness, the impact to our ability to take care of the mission, and what message does that send to our adversaries? Well, 17,000 variables in a mission that involved 125 aircraft, 75 pieces of ordnance, a joint operation with the Navy and cruise missiles, a tanker bridge, fighters that join up at the last minute, all wrapped up by a deception plan that everybody in the world bought completely. It was sealed, only to have the bombs reach their targets on time within inches of what was envisioned, and then coming straight home in a 36-hour mission performed flawlessly. So Iran got Iran's attention, but when you think about the capitals in Pyongyang, Moscow, Beijing, that deterrence value just skyrocketed for us. It really sent a message that we had no idea that America had such strength. And if the U.S. Air Force had fallen on hard times, we don't want to see what prosperous times look like.
Gordon, you have a question for the general.
General, I guess when we look at the cable networks, they focus on the bomb damage assessment. They don't focus on how this actually came together. And so thank you for doing that. But with regard to the bomb damage assessment, there is that leaked DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency report, one of the 18 components of the U.S. intelligence community. What are your thoughts about bomb damage at this moment? Still an early stage, of course, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we have an early stage gouge on this. We can clearly see going back to March when the intelligence community set up their boss, DNI Tulsi Gabbard, to say that Iran had no program and wasn't in pursuit of a nuclear weapon. And then suddenly, through CNN and other leak outlets, you have them reversing themselves and the IC not only acknowledging that there was a program, but making the assertion that it wasn't impacted. Well, you can't have it both ways. So invariably, the administration's going to have to deal with the politicization of our intelligence community. That is certain. Now, in reality, the United States Air Force will be leading the bomb damage assessment, as they should, since they're the ones who dropped the bombs. We do that with a multitude of sensors. Obviously, satellite imagery, thermographic imagery, radiological sensors, boots on the ground via clandestine forces that Israel has all come together. We won't know for a couple of days, and some of that may remain classified. I think we are all concerned, and I know the president is too, that fissile material may have left the country. If it got to China or Russia, okay, diplomatically, there are nuclear states, we can deal with that. If it got to Afghanistan, you're getting to the lead edge of my concerns.
I want to go back to Beijing, what they learned from this, because part of the plan was that deception, sending B-2s. I believe there was a pair of B-2s to Guam. That is the zone of conflict with Beijing. Those are strategic weapons. What is your speculation they learned from this event? That Guam is a tease, that Guam is significant, that we're ready to use Guam in fashions that aren't warlike? I can't imagine how they're thinking. You can.
So Guam, the Chinese have always known that Guam is a center point, and a center point for our bombers in a power projection area. They have understood the value of Anderson Air Force Base to us. And actually, that played into the deception quite well, because it made complete sense to what they were seeing. They were seeing us moving bombers to the west. And, you know, the Chinese don't understand our air mobility skill with the and the reliability of tankers and air bridges and that. So the Guam and Anderson played perfectly to distracting the Chinese. They certainly took note of the bombers on their way there, but they weren't really paying attention to what was really going on, which was stealth bombers leaving eastward, no communications, light signals only, hand signals only, synchronized everything. And then for them to learn what really happened, you know, the PLA had to take a step back, and they're already still doing the calculations. What does this mean for us? What does this mean for any future campaign in Taiwan or the Philippines or the South China Sea? It we have hit so many levels with this operation that are very helpful to U.S. strategic deterrence.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Blaine, when those bombers went to Guam, it would seem to me that they would not have been used for the Iran mission, largely because we already had B-2s at Diego Garcia much closer in the Indian Ocean. My sense is that the Pentagon leaking this to Reuters was basically saying to China, you better back off, because what we saw in the immediate days before that leak was a very provocative Chinese activity against both Taiwan and the Philippines. And it seemed like China was going to take advantage of our quote unquote distraction to perhaps do something in East Asia. Your thoughts?
We have about a minute, Blaine.
It's very possible that that is true. And again, it gets to a multi-layered strategy of which China clearly is on the south side of. So, no, China's redrawing up everything they think they know about our military. And really, it starts with leadership. Trump's unpredictability in this case and handing the mission to the airmen to handle on their own, a masterstroke, and never would have been calculated by the Chinese.
Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired general, is helping us understand a mission that is still not written down. In other words, we can presume there are elements we haven't yet seen and might not in my lifetime. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.